We did that last night. We had the interviews with a lot of, as a kicker, we had interviews with a lot of special teams coaches and then some of the other coaches as well. Not really. I mean, you just got to be yourself and just answer the questions. They're trying to get information about you, and you just be honest and give them what they want.
If you talk about being the fourth, I mean, how far back does that
go? When was your great-grandfather? To be honest with you, I don't know. I know my family came over from Ireland a long time ago. So just I'm proud of my name and looking forward to showing it off. Yeah, pretty much. That was kind of my introduction to college football. I had my first field goal kick blocked, and but just stayed with it, and it's everything's worked out since. No, I had two, I think, blocked since then.
Talk about the strength of
the leg. I think it's people are be a bit surprised at how strong it actually is. That's kind of one of the knocks on me is I don't have the leg strength, but I actually do, and I'm looking forward to showing that off tomorrow when we kick. Just because I only had one field goal of 50 yards in my career, and then I didn't kick off the last 2 years. People think it's due to lack of leg strength, and that's not the case.
Why didn't you
kick off? Coach's decision. He wanted one player doing each job. We had one guy punting, one guy kicking field goals and extra points, and one guy kicking off.
Obviously, it's you this week trying to impress the special teams coaches and everything, but vice versa, were there any coaches that you talked to this morning that kind of impressed you and that you could see yourself enjoying?
They're all very impressive. They all, you know, they're in the business. They know what they're doing. They're successful coaches. I mean, they wouldn't be in the NFL if they weren't successful coaches. So any chance that I get to learn from any of them is an opportunity for me.
So where did you perfect your craft? Because accuracy-wise, pretty amazing.
Just over the summer at Louisville, my first two summers there, David Akers, the Philadelphia Eagles, was in town. He lived there in the offseason during my first 2 years of college, and I just would follow him around and learn everything I could from him.
Can you talk a little bit about Brian Brown? Are you surprised that he decided to come back last
year? Not really. He had some things he wanted to do. He came back and wanted to help us try to get to a national title. That didn't work out, but he played great, and he was a great team leader this year when things got down. We only went 6-6, and I think he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. Well, just he always has that cool, calm demeanor, especially during games on the sidelines. He would never lose his cool. Would always rally the offense around, tell them we got to go score or let's do this or that. And he's also my roommate off campus, so seeing him and how he handles the pressure of being a quarterback, a great student, and all that, he's got it all.
Got any stories about being roommates with him? Anything you can share?
Not really. I just he leaves his milk in the cereal bowl sometimes too often. The spoon will get stuck in there, so we get on him about that every now and then. I had a great relationship with Coach Petrino. He was a great coach at Louisville. Took us to a lot of great bowl games, and I have nothing but respect for him.
Did you have a soccer background growing up?
No, sir. I did not play soccer.
Okay, so when did you start kicking?
I just started doing it in my backyard when I was young. We had two trees that formed along a wall, the neighbor's wall, and I would just kick between it and started doing it and liked it.
And so did you kick in high school?
Yes, sir. I kicked 4 years in high school. I kind of did, but I was small, kind of undersized for a baseball player. I was successful on the mound, but football is what I wanted to do in college.
Is there less pressure
for kickers? I think there's always pressure when you kick, even in practice and in games, and now it's no different. It's just going out there and doing what you know how to do. And hopefully everything takes over and you have a great day. I've been training back at Louisville with our strength staff there. Yeah, kind of. We did that back in college, so I kind of have an idea of what I would do. But, we're here to kick, and that's what we're here to do.
So after the season ends, and now you're training, how many kicks do you make a day or a week to stay sharp?
I usually try to kick 4 times a week and try to do different sets of field goals and kickoffs and just work on the technique and trying to get better at that position.
Do longest kick you've made in practice?
63 yards in practice.
So really it is a false criticism to say.
Right, I believe it is. I believe I have the leg to kick at the next level. What's that? It's outdoors. My agent's Bill Johnson with Profile Sports.